Technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore, because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Do you have jewelry on your list this holiday season? Make sure you talk to my guy, Jimmy or Mike Lordo at Lordo's Diamonds in Ladue. They've been in business for well over 60 years, and they have been selling jewelry to families and families for generations. So if you want an engagement ring, custom work, you name it, Lordo's has competitive prices that cannot be beat. Lordo'sDiamonds.com in the heart of Ladue. Lordo'sDiamonds.com, your family jeweler for life. Lordo'sDiamonds.com.
Hi, this is Nick with my wife, Maggie.
Hi.
And our daughter, Molly.
Hello.
From the Piccadilly at Manhattan. Well, it's that time of year again to thank our wonderful customers and wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
We have enjoyed cooking and serving you for 9 years now, and believe me, it has been our pleasure.
We know that we have the finest customers from our neighborhood and the metro area.
We will take a little time off between Christmas and New Year's. We are open on Christmas Eve for lunch and holiday cheer until 4 p.m., and we'll reopen Tuesday, January 3rd for normal hours.
We'll see you in the new year.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I decided to stop doing the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis thing I used to do.
Really? Why?
I got the feeling you guys didn't think it was, you know, funny.
Oh, not this
one. No.
What wasn't funny?
You know, when I do that, hey, Jerry. Oh, Jerry.
Oh.
You know, the Dean Martin thing.
No, we so think it's hysterical.
No, you didn't. No, don't do that. I can read you, okay? So, it's over. What I'll do now is a straight introduction of our next segment host. His name is Colin Jeffrey, and I like what he does and the way he does it, and he's pretty good at breaking down TV shows, movies, that kind of thing, and telling you why you may or may not like them. And the only other thing I need to say is that he's sponsored by Window World. That's important. No Window World, no entertainment segment. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Would you please welcome Colin Jeffrey?
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Did you hear my comments on Manchester by the Sea?
I did not hear them.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I was bored out of my mind. I think Casey Affleck is maybe one of the most mundane, talentless actors. He has that same expressionless face that his brother Ben Affleck has. I thought it was slow, and when it ended, it was one of those, you've got to be kidding me, reactions to the end. I thought it way overhyped, and I also believe that there is an A-list in Hollywood, and his brother's on it, now he's put him on it, and I think if you have a certain name in Hollywood, you automatically get extra hype, extra, it wasn't that great to me, that's all. Manchester by the Sea, so my two cents.
I like simple stories well told.
And well, you're wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
Settles that.
Good to know.
Did you ever watch this series, and I can't remember what it's running on Showtime, I think, called The Affair?
I've seen the first season of it. I think it's back in its third season.
It's very weird. My wife watches it, so I watched one episode with her last night. And it's weird, but it's one of those things, if you start watching it, you can't stop watching it, and you're not sure why. It's something about it. So if you have Showtime, you might want to check that out. What do you have for us?
Well, we've got some DVDs coming out this week. Yeah. You can pick them up just in time for Christmas. The Magnificent Seven remake, Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Vincent D'Onofrio, huge cast. It didn't do particularly well at the box office, which was disappointing because it was fun enough.
I believe you meant Denzel Washington.
Washington?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're going to be a St. Louisan, come on, man.
Sully, Tom Hanks, Laura Linney, Aaron Eckhart. This is out today. It was not my cup of tea.
I wouldn't even go see it in the theater because I just, no reason, nothing about it, the trailer, the promo, that made me want to see it.
And my biggest issue was we all know what's going to be in it, amazing, you know, the Miracle on the Hudson, that's what it's about. But they show the crash landing, the landing on the water. They show the entire sequence three times. And when you've got a 90-plus minute movie and you've got to show the same thing three times, I think there's not enough for a movie. And Clint Eastwood, I'm just not a huge fan of his last few movies. So
no, he kind of lost something the last few. Maybe it's age. I don't know. But hey, boy, Gran Torino was good, and he's done a couple of good things.
Get off my lawn. Yeah, Gran Torino. Uh-huh. That's like the most famous.
No.
I cannot do the impression.
You,
it's just.
You can't do it. You just did.
No, I can't do it. It's just.
Colin, let me tell you something. There are a lot of times when people have a talent that they themselves don't see or hear, but other people do. Yes, thank you. Untapped. We talk about Peon's impressions, Dan's impressions, all along not knowing that in this group we have yet another. No. Say it again. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, my goodness. That's Clint Eastwood.
You replicated it perfectly.
Try this. Just try it. Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, I can't do that one.
Do it.
Let's see. Go ahead. Make my day.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Hey, how did how did we get Clint in here? Oh, wait. That's Colin.
That is. I think I put Colin that on Eastwood. Par with Don Knotts right there.
Oh.
You put it on par with what? Your impression of Don Knotts?
No. Dan's.
My new one.
Yeah, beyond not the one he has now.
His new one.
He lost it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But those are the big movies out. Storks, an animated movie. Andy Samberg. Again, cute enough, not particularly great, but it's out. You can check it out. Busy. What we're going to do here is 2 weeks in television because not a lot comes out in this holiday period. So we're just going to kind of look ahead all the way into the new year. A few things you may want to keep an eye out for. The Mick is on Fox. This stars Caitlin Olsen. If you've watched Fox,
this is
at
the
all,
hospital series.
No.
Oh, I thought you said The Nick.
No. That's on Stars, I believe.
Right.
The Mick. It stars Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She plays a con artist who she's an aunt visiting her wealthy brother and sister and has to essentially take care of the kids and is trying to take all the family's money. Huh. It's going to be a raunchy comedy. It premieres New Year's Day on Fox at 7 o'clock. Emerald City, I'm not going to watch this, but if you want to see The Wizard of Oz, a sort of a dark take on it.
No. The Wizard of Oz should be left alone. It should have been left alone years ago.
It should be, but they're going to promote it a lot. January 6th on NBC.
What was another movie that Johnny Depp did?
Oh,
wasn't it Johnny Depp?
Horrible.
Was he in that?
Were you talking about The Great and Powerful Oz with James Franco?
Yeah. Oh, that was it, yeah.
That had to die.
I didn't see that either.
That was awful. Celebrity Apprentice, Monday, January 2nd, 7 o'clock on NBC. Arnold Schwarzenegger takes over.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. It might be fantastic, but I just don't see that show hosted by anybody else.
No, I think that's a tough.
It is tough.
Thing to fill. And then January 8th, that's a Sunday, the Golden Globes are on.
Said the man to Kim Kardashian when you said, I think that's a tough thing to fill.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know, maybe we should edit that out.
Who's
Phil? No,
Dan. Dan.
What?
Dan said, who's Phil? He didn't even get it.
Mm.
I think that's a tough thing to fill, meaning it's so big.
Oh.
Edit all that.
Like a hot dog down a hallway?
Yeah, exactly. It's the Christmas season. Yeah. Edit that out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Colin. I'm sorry.
That's fine. New Year's Day on PBS. If you're a fan of Sherlock Holmes, you are probably familiar with BBC version of Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch. It's back. It's going to start off with a fun Holmes story, their take on the Six Napoleons, the adventure of the Six Napoleons, which is very good. And
you ever see the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock
story? Yeah, Guy Ritchie directed. And then
horrible.
You didn't like it. I thought it was fun.
I saw it. Again, I thought it was wrong. Okay.
Okay. I'm getting all these corrections taken care of. Festivus.
Yes.
Festivus for the rest of us.
It's Friday.
Dan knows everything. I don't know what that is.
Festivus?
No, is it a movie?
No, it's actually Friday. It's Friday,
and it's from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
George's,
this is a made-up holiday.
Yes, yeah. It has the Festivus pole, the feats of strength, and then one of the things you do on Festivus is you air your grievances.
Yeah,
right.
Well, the internet is taking care of this for us. The Tampa Bay Times has created a website where
Dan,
you can air your grievances.
Dan laughed because you said Tampa.
No. No, because you can actually go on and air your grievances.
And then they're going to publish them, and they're going to publish some of them in the local paper.
People, okay, what am I missing here? Why is that funny? Air your grievances. Okay.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Inside Seinfeld, it's imagine if there was a holiday where the most curmudgeonly person in your family could create things to show how much better they were than kids, the feats of strength. He can beat his kid at anything, and then he can just complain about the other people around the holiday table.
You just described me.
See? So here you go. Festivus is the holiday for you. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah.
All right. Is what it's called. If you haven't seen Rogue One, I encourage you to go see it if you're all a fan of Star Wars. But the ending, I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just going to say, after you go see it, imagine this. The original ending that Gareth Edwards submitted to Disney and Lucasfilms was very different. It was a different ending, and I think it's difficult to imagine. It's something we'll come back and talk about in the new year after we give people time to see it. Jerry Lewis. Is 90 years old. So the Hollywood Reporter sat down to interview him.
They had to, because he had to sit down.
Yes, he's notoriously
wheelchair humor. People love that.
Oh my goodness.
Well, he's notoriously.
I thought that was dentist humor. No,
sitting down.
Oh,
yeah, when you're sitting down.
You down. You're right. I was confused.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
But the Hollywood Reporter sat down.
You know what Colin's thinking right now? He's thinking, why couldn't I get this segment on a show where they would just let me do my thing and not interrupt me?
It's fun.
Sure it is.
It is. Jerry Lewis. I sat down with him. He's notoriously difficult at points through his career. It's been mentioned. Yeah. He doesn't necessarily give the best interviews. Well, the Hollywood Reporter...
He can say it. He's a jerk. I think he... Yes.
It's well known.
Yeah.
They called it their most awkward interview of the year. I pulled this question. The reporter's going to ask him about... Las Vegas, since he's been performing there so long, I just love this.
Vegas, you've lived here for a while, you've been coming here for a long time. How is Vegas different for you than when you first came here? When was the first time you performed in Vegas?
1947.
Can you tell me what Vegas was like when you first showed up?
It's the same.
That's it. That's his answer. And then they sit in silence for 15 seconds while the reporter says, are you seriously going to tell me Vegas 70 years ago is exactly the same? He is a piece of work.
Well, first of all, that's not true.
No, it's not. He's just being a jerk.
Jerk.
Yeah.
I used to think I want to meet Jerry Lewis. I'm glad I didn't meet him. I don't want to meet him. There's not much time left, but I don't, because I heard too many stories about what a complete, a-hole he is.
And what I will send it to Ian is it's worth watching the 7-minute interview if you like to see cringeworthy moments.
Yeah, I do. Where do you go? YouTube? Where do you see this?
I'm going to send it to Ian. Okay. It's at the Hollywood Reporter website, but I'll give Ian
a link. What do you think would have
happened?
Send
it to Ian. Send it to me.
Okay, Ian was going to put it up on Facebook for everyone. So the listeners.
Don't go all that trouble.
Okay, fair
just
enough.
Send it to me.
I'll send it to Frank and then email Frank.
I'll send it to both of them.
Send it to somebody.
Send it to Steve.
What do you think would have happened to that reporter if he would have just snapped and said, you know what? You are the biggest jerk. Everyone's right. Why can't you just answer my damn question?
I'll tell you exactly what would have happened. He'd have gotten up and walked off.
Oh, probably. Yeah. But he would have done it really slow because he's really old.
In a wheelchair.
And you could have
rolled off.
And you could have still yelled at him.
Yeah, I don't know.
And let the cameras roll.
Here's the thing
about Jerry Lewis. I really would like to know how much of the muscular dystrophy thing, how much of that he did out of the goodness of his heart and just because he really, really wanted to raise that money. Or what percentage of that effort was because he knew it would get him a huge audience every year that he wouldn't have had otherwise. I'm serious about that, because he's a giant ego. Mm-hmm. No doubt he raised a lot of money, and that's a good thing. I've always said, I don't care if he got paid or not. I don't care if they gave a couple of $1 million. I'd give anybody $2 million. You raise $50 million for me, I'll give you two. Okay, it's 50 I wouldn't have had. 50 they wouldn't have had. But how much was done out of pure goodness and charity Because I think Jerry Lewis is a very selfish guy.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I don't know him. That's just my impression. But bottom line, raised a lot of money. And that helped a lot of people. So.
And then I saved this last story because I figured if I got to it too early, it might derail the segment.
Yeah. But we're going to... It was derailed 10 minutes
ago. I know, so I should learn my lesson. Tonight, 8 o'clock, NBC, Tony Bennett celebrates 90. The best is yet to come. A special with Tony Bennett tonight.
Wow.
Tony Bennett.
You got to hand it to him. Is he 90 yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
You got to hand it to this guy.
And
just his ability to keep on going and pretty healthy and to still have a voice at 90. Yeah.
But I had a chance. I had a chance to speak with Tony Bennett.
Get out of here!
If you can believe it. And I took this opportunity to say,
"Wow,
you know, thanks for joining us today, Mr. Bennett." My first question for you, though, is you're now 90 years old, and there's another famous entertainer who recently turned 90. You've probably had the opportunity to meet him. What are your thoughts on 90-year-old Jerry Lewis?
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. You know, Colin, when you get old, even if you keep your singing voice, and I kept mine, I can prove I left my heart. Sometimes the memory, help me, who just turned 90? I know this.
Jerry Lewis just turned 90.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jerry Lewis, my good friend Jerry. And what was your question again?
What were your thoughts on him? Because I think a lot of people think he's a little mean sometimes.
Well, you know... First of all, let me say, this is Tony Bennett, and it's difficult to criticize anybody in San Francisco. I just have to break out in that every once in a while. He's an a-hole.
Well, there you go. You heard it first, Frank. Exclusive tape right here.
Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
You're right, derailed.
See, I knew it would happen.
This room is of another day.
I saved it.
Thank you, Colin. Colin, you're one of my favorites. How about this cat, Colin Jeffrey?
Isn't well, thank you. Cat? I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan.
That's a whole new song, Tony.
I'm going home to my city I love that Lady Gaga, too. Thank you, Tony. Tony Bennett. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. He'll be back Friday with Paul Harvey, and he'll do some more entertainment.
Harris.
What is it?
Harris. Yeah.
Brought to you again by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. You know, I had a chance to interview Tony as well. And
really?
I said, Tony, 90 years old. My goodness, you could pass for 70, maybe 75, and you seem so relaxed and secure and not worried. What's the secret? You'll be very interested to hear what his answer was. I'll play you. This is where he takes it from right after I asked him, how are you so relaxed? Huh. Well, Frank, for people listening who may not know, this is Tony Bennett, and... one name, one company, Gateway Lock and Security. I'm working on a song for them.
Tony, are you serious? Gateway Lock and Security. That's a St. Louis company.
Oh, I know it is. And those cats know what they're doing. And they put surveillance cameras in for me, and when you have that feeling of safety and security, you are relaxed and your life is just better, and you're not stressed. You know, stress, Frank, will kill you. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I do know. It's killing me. I know that.
And why are you so far off the microphone? Why don't you come in here a little bit closer?
Because I don't want to upstage you. This is your interview. I'll just ask you questions from over here. So you actually had gate. They don't work outside of, they're licensed in Missouri.
Oh, I know that. I bought a house in Missouri. I don't want to disclose the location, just so I can use those cats. And they're good. They know what they're doing. Don't you try anything around my pad. My crib, as they like, the young cats like to say. My crib, because I'll capture you on the surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security.
How about that?
Wow.
How about
that?
And it's true that there is a...
the stress that you don't have worrying about, hey, is somebody stealing out of my warehouse? I suspect it's going on, but I can't prove it in my company, or is there somebody coming in my house or snooping around my yard? If you have no proof, you worry about it. Worry, stress, you die sooner. See? Gateway Lock and Security, extending your life. Maybe that should be their slogan, but it is true. There's a very secure feeling that comes from knowing everything is okay. And maybe part of the reason everything is okay is that when this person decides to do something they shouldn't be doing at your business or your home, and they look up and see those cameras, they have second thoughts. Maybe then they don't do it. So it's a deterrent. It's also a great way to capture. There's no better evidence in the court than crystal clear, ultra high definition video of the person doing the bad deed. That's it. It's over. Guilty, you're done. So to you criminals, I don't have to tell you this, except unless you're really one of the stupid ones. You see those cameras, especially Gateway Lock and Security cameras, run. Go the other way. Don't even think about it, because they're going to capture you. Now, if you're interested in this, and I think you should be, whether it's one, two cameras, 10 cameras, or they just did a 20 camera job that they were telling me about last week, I would really like it if you would at least talk to these people before you make a decision, especially the decision to do it yourself. Oh my goodness, I can't tell you how many I've talked to people that thought that sounded like a good idea, because when you're in the store, Costco, Sam's, they go, hey, you can buy 10 cameras and they're great quality and you can put them in yourself and it's only $300. Ooh, that sounds like a good deal. Till you get home and you try to do it, and do it right. It needs to be done right. Gateway Lock and Security, they do other things too. They do keyless entry systems and master key systems. They'll explain everything they do when you talk to them. And, of course, the big business, surveillance and security cameras. Motion activated, on all the time, recorded. You get different choices about the recording. How many hours do you need? Do you need a DVR or the other kind? They'll explain it all because they know what they're doing. And this time of year now, there are going to be so many packages and gifts stolen and lifted from people's porches, from businesses, because they didn't have cameras, and the bad guys know that. Gateway Lock and Security. Website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
Meet me. All right, let's see how traffic's moving along with Jim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we're already jammed up on westbound Highway 40 from Grand out through McCausland. Now we've got an accident. It's midway between Spady and Ballas. It looks like it's off on the right shoulder, but traffic is slowing from Lindbergh out through that point. Eastbound 40, that's stacking up from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. That stretch on southbound 55, Sunshine, as you go around the bend near Gasconade, you're slow from Graboy. And we've got an accident. I can see the lights, but we're not up on it yet on Ballas at Conway. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, an American Christmas hosted by Mannheim steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at midnight on Christmas morning right here on the Big 550, KTRS.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. But don't delay. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
I used to hate my CPAP machine. I mean, sleep apnea is bad, but the CPAP? I wasn't sure the hassle was worth it. Then I found SoClean, and it changed my life.
Hey, we get it. No one likes the hassle of cleaning a CPAP machine. That's why SoClean.com invented the world's first automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the hands-free way to clean your CPAP system with no water, chemicals, or disassembly. For a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free. See for yourself how it will change your life. Just call 1-800-600-6248. SoClean kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, so it eliminates both the annoyance of cleaning your system and the germs that could make you sick. It's the easiest, healthiest way to use a CPAP. See for yourself. Keep your CPAP, but ditch the hassle. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-600-6248. For your risk-free trial, that's 1-800-600-6248.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
If you've been holding off on refinancing your home, now is the time. Interest rates should stay low till the end of the year, but they are already projected to rise in 2017. Our professional loan officers can help you find the best options for your current financial situation. Don't miss this opportunity to save, folks. Call today, 314-839-9999, or chat live right now at VincentMortgage.com.
NMLS number 225095, 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131.
Are you planning to purchase a new appliance this holiday season? Well, if you want to get the best price, choose from the best selection, and be assured of receiving your appliance selection before the holiday, then you should come to The Appliance Discounters. Unbelievable deals on all GE appliances just in time for the holiday, and for a limited time, you can receive a free GE Cafe dishwasher with the purchase of a GE Cafe refrigerator and cooking product. This will save you close to $1,000. Shop any of our six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at SimpleGreen.com. Simple Green, Simple Green.
And to be jolly.
The Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's $250 gift card from one of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And John Carney will announce the winner the next weekday. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Yenser Dental and Pro-Am Golf.
Merry Christmas!
From Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, FE6 Laser Tag and Sports Arena, Pro-Am Golf, Yenser Dental, Westport Plaza, and the Big 550,
ho, ho, ho.
KTRS.
Merry Christmas!
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Who is this?
The Drifter.
Where those trees are.
The Drifter.
Listen.
This is one of my favorite Christmas versions of the song.
Yeah.
Hey, from Home Alone, that's why I like.
Are you going to do Reindeer Rock this
year? Oh, heck yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you the emails that have come in from people wanting to, well, I hear them. None so far. They'll come. It's just a delay.
Someone actually during the break called and asked about your daughter when she was coming in to sing.
The 27th, the Tuesday after Christmas. Yeah. She cannot make it for Christmas because what happens is she has a boyfriend and her parents. You know, I feel kind of bad for these people that have a mom, a dad, a stepmom, and a stepdad. In some cases, maybe two. They got to hit all those people.
Oh.
That was tough.
That was Dan.
I can tell you about that.
And there's
that.
Infighting in the family. Well, you had them Christmas Day last year. Can't they come Christmas Eve? It's just not worth it. Relax, everybody.
It's absolutely ridiculous and stressful because if your parents are divorced and then you have, let's say, your wife or girlfriend or whatever, her parents are divorced, then you have to figure all of this out.
Four different places.
You figuring it out. It's their demand.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, now, wait, that's not going to work for us.
No, we will only do it on Christmas Day, and
so
that's it.
Here's what I told my daughter, and I told my other kid. Look, we just had a great week together. That's it. That's Christmas. I'll take that week any day over a day and a half, or maybe two if you're lucky, at Christmas. Go to the other people's houses. I have a married son. You go spend time with her family, and I have a son with a girlfriend and a daughter with a boyfriend. Go make them happy. It's not that big a deal to me because we make a point all year to do things together and spend time together when we can, even though we're not in the same town. So it's just not worth it. And it can ruin what should be a great time of year, just people bickering and fighting and keeping score. You know, last year, I remember we went out of our way to accommodate you. Good grief.
Oh, yeah, for the longest time, the closer it got, the more stressed you got, and then it was like, I don't like this holiday anymore because we have to try and plan and figure all of this stuff out, and it's like, it's ridiculous.
It causes you to hate the holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
First order of business, your own children. Right?
Yeah.
You have little kids. Everybody can work around that. You're going to be at your house Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. Put them to bed, wake up at Santa Claus. That's the first part of the planning.
Yep.
And then whatever you want can work out around that. But then you get jealousy, grandparent jealousy. Last year, I noticed you let her grandparents on your side spend the night Christmas Eve, and they've got to be there when the kids will go. No, not in our house. We don't have any of that stuff because we don't make that big a deal out of it. That or the gifts. The gift thing, I got a text from my daughter like 3 days ago asking me something about, and my wife's not listening, I don't think, anyway, so I can say this. What about Mom? What can I get Mom? And here's exactly what I wrote her back. I said, nothing.
Pots and pans?
I said, Are you making fun of my wife for not cooking?
No.
You know, it's one thing for a guy to make fun of his own
wife.
Right,
yeah,
but when other
exactly.
people, you know, it's like a guy goes, well, my wife is really hot. But if another guy goes, hey, your wife is hey, watch it, buddy.
That crossed the line.
Uh-huh. No, no pots and pans. But I sent her a text, and the answer was nothing. I said, let me remind you, we have everything. There's nothing we need, and it's not important. We just nothing. Spend as much time with us as you can all year. That's it. That's the Christmas present. And it sounds kind of corny, but I mean that. Oh, if anybody has something on your mind you want to chat about, we have a few minutes we can get you in here. 314-969-KTRS. Cell phones, most of them even quicker, star KTRS. Or 888-550-KTRS. If somebody wants to call, we'll watch the phones. Dan will put you on the screen while we wait for that. I mentioned earlier that Belleville is where my wife lived. She was living there when I met her. I was working there when I met her. I lived in Fairview Heights, but worked in Belleville. Went to school for a little while till they kicked me out at what used to be Belleville Junior College. I don't know a lot about Belleville. Not from Belleville. William, thank you for the information and this printout about all these interesting things about Belleville, and that asparagus is on menus throughout the United States that is grown and comes from Belleville. I never knew that. Did you know that the longest main street, lots of towns have a main street, the longest one in the United States is in Belleville?
No.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the longest main street is in Belleville. I think a lot of people know that Jimmy Connors is from Belleville, ranked the number one tennis player in the world 5 times. Belleville. Ooh. Buddy Ebsen, Jed Clampett from Belleville. And some may know him as Barnaby Jones. I think everybody knows him as Jed Clampett. Clint Walker. Peon won't know who he was. Dan probably will. He starred in a TV series, Western series, called Cheyenne from 1955 to 1962. No, probably wouldn't. We're both not quite old enough for that. So a few things about Bill. Thank you to... one other thing here. Scott Air Force Base opened in 1917... and it is a Transcom headquarters major command, whatever that means. And in the late 19th century, rolling into the 20th century, Belleville was the stove capital of the world. There were 22 stove manufacturers. Did you know that?
No.
I did for some reason. It was the Mecca, if you wanted to go to work, in a stove foundry. So there you go. And Belleville means in French, beautiful city. Now you know.
Wow.
Now you know, thanks to the Learning Show. Kathleen is on the phone. Kathleen, how are you?
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Thank Christmas, you. Kathleen.
Okay, so this is the deal. My brother passed away.
Sorry.
Left me his car.
Okay.
Can I just go to a dealer and just say, I want you to buy it? You know, well, I don't need a trade-in on...
Well, you can. You're going to get a wholesale value for it because they have to resell it and make money. So you're going to get, it's lowballed, but that's the nature of the business. They're not going to give you what they're going to get for it on the lot. They're not making any money. They're not in business to do that. What my son would do, and he's the one that would do this for me, is go on Craigslist or better yet, Auto Trader, or there are a couple of really big. He has bought cars that way. He sold cars that way online. I don't think buy a car online sight unseen. I'd have to go there and look at it. But yeah, a dealer will buy it from you if you just want to get rid of it. And some people don't just want to get rid of it. I don't need it. Give me whatever. They'll give you wholesale value for the car.
Do you have legal custody of the car? Is it in your name?
Yes, the title in your name.
Yeah, the title is, well, it's in my nephew's name, but yeah, it's in his name, and we're supposed to split it. But the thing is that, you know, it's a $25,000. Kelly Blue Book is $25,000.
Is that Blue Book retail or wholesale?
Wholesale.
Okay. I would certainly think that, what kind of car is it?
A Kia Sorento.
What year? Pretty
it's
late.
2014.
Yeah. I'd start probably with a Kia dealer. I mean, John Londo sells pre-owned cars, but you're going to get wholesale. You are. If you want to make a couple extra bucks, maybe even another $1,000 or $1,500.
We end up having to pay taxes again on it next year.
Now, wait a minute.
You're talking about personal property tax?
Yes.
Yeah, you're kind of late in the year.
Why?
Yeah, it's a little late in the year. I can see why you want to just go get it. So, but how much is here? How much is personal property tax? The question is,
it was $700 this year.
Well, if you can sell it for $1,500 or $1,800, you know, more than you'd get at a dealer, you've got more than enough to pay your personal property tax. It's a tough call.
I appreciate the information, and you probably did it again.
Well, you didn't even ask for the problem solvers, and we did it again. It is a tough one. I would sell a car now and then, run an ad. Remember that when people ran ads in the paper? And then somebody would come to the house, and, well, he'd walk out to get a ticket for a drive. Okay, let's go. I don't want to go through all that. And I would say, ask somebody who knows about the best online way to sell a car. The problem again with that is if the interested party is in Oklahoma City, you got to work all that out, and maybe you'd be better off.
And the finance, I mean, how do you do the financing then? Because, I mean, not a lot of people walk around or have $25,000.
That's their problem. That's their problem.
Yeah, they have to get the financing.
They
got to
bring
you a
cashier's check.
Yeah.
And how they get it is, but you have a good point. That's another time issue. They go, well, I'll give you a deposit. I get my financing together. Well, by then, guess what? It's January 1st. Now, the other thing is, and I am not endorsing or condoning this, if you don't fill out on that thing that car was in your possession January 1st, so what? Do they really know? And I don't think it's right that you should pay personal property tax for the entire year of 2017 because you owned it on the 1st of January. I don't think it's right. And isn't that how it works?
I think it's March,
previous.
I think. Because
it is the previous year.
Yeah, but you have to turn that. You have to turn your declaration in March, I believe.
Yeah. So if you want, all of a sudden I have brain freeze.
You have to pay it by December 31st.
I think it's for the, look, I think if you own it on the 1st, you got to pay personal property taxes that year, the whole year.
Yeah, probably.
And I say screw it. I say I don't like personal property tax anyway. What if you don't put that down? How do they know? Don't email me, Frank, way to go, telling people not to pay their. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's your call. I would try to sell it. I would try to sell it online and get the most you can for it, and then just pay a part of that to pay off personal property tax. That's what I'd do. Because I think either way, you're looking at the first of the year because you got 10 days or something.
I would find out from the Department of Revenue what the deal is with the personal property tax.
I actually have a friend down there that works down there. Maybe I'll give her a buzz and find out what she says too.
That's a great idea.
On the first.
Yeah, get the recommendation to break the law from somebody besides me.
Yeah,
I don't want to be that guy. Hey, good luck with that. I think it's either way you're going to come out ahead because you're going to sell it for enough to more than pay that personal property tax. So good luck and Merry Christmas, Kathleen.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening. All right. I wish I had time to talk to more of these. You think Bill would go in the playhouse? Yeah, we're out of time. See, yeah. I hate that. Someday I'm going to do a show. If I won Powerball, I'd just buy this station and just do a show with no commercials. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't work. I wouldn't even get up the first day to go to work. I take that back. Amini's. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low.
Hang your head over.
Hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. going in the playhouse anyway, whether he wants to or not, because I took too much time singing Down in the Valley. But I need to give Amini's their due, because it's a fantastic store. It's one of my favorite places to go in. I have to be careful, because I kind of get caught up and go, ooh. It happened with my grandson. I found, and it took me 8 months to pull the trigger on this, but I found that electronic shuffleboard game, and I lost my mind, and after tossing it around, thinking, should I do this? And I did it, and I've never bought anything there I was sorry I bought, because they don't sell any junk, and everything is quality, and it's going to be around for a long time. And lots of people are going to enjoy it for many, many years, whether it's their tremendous patio furniture or other furniture, or a pinball machine, or an arcade game, or the lighting. My goodness, you buy a beautiful light fixture, it's going to be around maybe your whole life and another generation and one following that. That's not uncommon for beautiful light fixtures. It's Amini's, and I can't ever really begin to describe to you what it's like to go in there. You're just going to have to go, and when you do, again, the best thing you can do for us is tell them your AM and the PM. Let them know that. That helps us a lot. A-M-I-N-I-S. That's how you spell it. They have Amini money. That you, when you buy, you get Amini money, and you kind of save it up, and you can use it. Use it like cash to buy other things. Amini money, fun to say, fun to spend. Aminis.com.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, they cleared the accident that was on westbound 40 between Spady and Ballas. I'm over at McDonald now in 270, and that's where you're hitting the brakes. And that goes around through 170, and then you're heavy. Looks like right around New Flores. And southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. And you had westbound Highway 70, a little bit heavy between 5th Street and 94. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Looking for a last-minute holiday gift for someone in your family? Open a savings account and one additional service at American Eagle Credit Union and get $25 deposited right into your account. An additional account must be opened by the time of joining with a minimum deposit of $100 or a loan of at least $500. Offer expires December 31st. Visit American Eagle Credit Union or ameaglecu.org.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States Government National Credit Union Administration.
B-Dubs makes buying holiday gifts easy by giving you a free bonus card when you